Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by my new bank, MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Why is it my new bank? Well, put everything in there. They own me now. So that's kind of it. I don't know about you guys. I lost every single playoff game over the weekend.
How about
you
bet them the Dolphins?
I had the Dolphins plus 12 and a half.
Oh, in a teaser?
And they couldn't even cover that.
They were lucky to score one touchdown. That touchdown they scored was a fluke. It was like a weird law. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here.
We know what's going on with the Dolphins. They're soft.
And the Dolphins are soft.
We said that before. Like, I didn't expect them to get blown out like that, but I didn't think they would be super competitive. I mean, they're soft on every level. Offense and defense are soft.
Yeah, and for them to go play in minus 20 there, none of the players besides Tyreek Hill looked like they wanted to be out on that field at all.
Oh, yeah. No, they were.
Weird because they're not all from Miami.
The blood, your blood gets thin. You live down there long enough. I'm from the Midwest. I'm a fucking bitch now. Look at me. I mean, shivering indoors.
I'm from Philly too. Same thing.
It's 18 out here today. Yeah. We're all bundled up in shit. I got jackets on. You've got a beanie on in here. Mm-hmm. You're like an old black man around a barrel of fire. Up.
About to work the docks.
Yeah, Tommy used to work on the docks. You know who else might be working on the docks is McCarthy. Whew. Is he getting fired down there for the old Cowboys?
I hope not.
It looks like it's hoodie season in Dallas now, and I would be shocked if Jerry didn't back up the truck and pay Belichick whatever he wanted.
You got to, because Jerry Jones knows that, like, he feels like the one rich guy that's not going to live to 100. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, all these other dudes, like, you know, I mean, Jimmy Carter, I guess, isn't rich, but he's going to live to 110.
He's rich.
And, I mean, rich-ish. He's not Jerry Jones rich, right? And, like, Trump's going to live to 100. Like, all these dudes are going to live so fucking long. Jerry Jones, he's going to die soon. He knows he's going to die soon, and he needs one more. And Mike McCarthy's not getting it done.
It's getting easier and easier to see completely through his skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
No.
You're saying he's translucent.
Yeah, it's like the first X-Men movie where that senator got changed into a water creature or whatever it is. That's what he looks like now. It's not great.
You can't backlight him.
Mm-hmm.
No, and look, I'm looking at this here for the Cowboys. I know some other people on ESPN were like, it's not Dak's fault. He had 400 yards. He had 400 yards after he had thrown all the picks and everything else, and they didn't have a choice to catch up. At one point, it was 27-0 with, I think, a minute and 30 seconds left in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, it's... probably the defense deserves the blame first because it was a track meet from the get-go. Uh-huh. But they weren't even able to keep up in the track meet because Dak also sucks ass.
Yes. He's absolutely terrible. He even said so at the press conference when they asked him if McCarthy was going to get fired, the head coach. And he said, well, look, I don't think it was his fault. We had a great year and everything else. But he goes, if you're going to blame him, you also got to put the blame on me. And the reporter was this close to saying, I mean, you could see it in his eyes. He just wanted to go, so you think they should cut you too? Because everybody else does.
Well, see, they can franchise him next year. Next year. But that would be the last year that they could do anything to limit his exposure vis-a-vis the cap. So,
did he not sign a mega deal or am I mistaken?
No, he has a contract.
Yeah, he's got a contract, but you can still fucking like restructure and franchise him, right?
Yeah,
it's possible. Like, and if, look... If I'm Jerry Jones or if I'm the organization, I'm telling them you can either restructure and take less money, which we know he will not do.
No.
Right?
No one will.
I think Mahomes will after this year. to be honest. But and Tom Brady did multiple times. A couple like Aaron Rodgers did this past year with the Jets.
Yep.
If you want to win, you will.
We're talking about a guy that was in the MVP conversation.
Or cut
no
him.
Reason to cut your salary, Dak. Just keep on collecting those checks, baby.
Don't let the Eagles fan talk you into this. For Cowboys fans, though, I mean, Jesus Christ. We were already planning out Philly versus Niners. I mean, it was we were set.
I don't know if I'm just overlooking the Buccaneers. Wow. Okay.
You are.
The way we're going right now,
can't overlook Baker.
You can't overlook anybody the way the Eagles
are going. Or the way the NFL's going, for Christ's sakes. Yeah. Like, I mean, you look at this. This was a 7.5-point spread. For the playoffs, that's a big boy spread there, and you're in a fucking dome, for Christ's sakes. So there was no weather-related problems or anything like that. To go down 27-0 in the first half is just not caring at that
point. And by the way, like, just barely got that 7 in before the half.
Oh, but barely. And it was like a bad call to get there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the Cowboys have a home field advantage? Like, it's so big and vast.
Yes.
I was just
They were undefeated at home this year. I get that. You got to say, yeah.
It's loud as shit. You were there.
I was just there. It's really loud. Yeah. It was half and half, and it was really loud.
Yeah. And there was a lot of Packers fans.
I imagine,
mixed in.
Yeah,
Packers fans travel.
Ton of they do, Packer yeah. Fans.
Yeah, so, I mean, the screams were coming from both sides there, through the TV at least. All my friends who are Cowboys fans, I didn't even bother hitting them up today.
It's just cruel.
Yeah, I'm just going to let this go for a couple weeks. It gets to a certain point where you're just beating a dead horse here, and we're now on, what, year 26 of this rebuild for them?
As a Braves fan, I can feel, I know how they feel.
Like, Braves at least won a playoff game, though.
Mm-hmm. But I believe since the Texans they existed or whatever, they have more playoff wins than the Cowboys. They have 5, the Cowboys have 4.
Correct.
Which is just brutal.
And they're funner to watch right now.
Well, they lit the Browns up.
They did.
Well, Joe Flacco threw the ball away. Threw the game away.
Two pick sixes in a row. Lost that one mightily as well, just based on those. Haven't seen him play that bad. But look, at a certain point, it was bound to happen. Guy gets off the couch 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in. Now he's starting in the fucking playoffs on the road. And he got nervous and threw two
picks. He's pretty reckless.
I don't know if he got nervous, but he was under pressure for sure.
I think he was averaging like an interception every 4% of his throws.
I think with Flacco, he was nervous because this is probably the last time. Browns are Deshaun Watson's going to be back next year. He might sign on as a backup or something like that.
He doesn't.
But he'll be 39 years old. I don't think he plays again.
I don't think he was nervous because he didn't strike me this year that he even gave a shit.
No.
Like, he was just like, right.
I think they didn't have a run game at all.
House money.
Kareem Hunt had like 26 yards, led them in rushing.
Yep.
Right? Which is, you know, the Texans are okay on defense, right?
Uh-huh.
They're competent for sure, but not hold your top running back to 26 yards competent. So if you can't do that, you know, a fucking aging game manager quarterback has no chance to win.
Right.
So he took some chances that he shouldn't have, right? Which is what you got to do to win sometimes, and it didn't work out. Maybe it would have worked out, you know, if he had made better throws or something like that. It's definitely, the blame's still on him. It doesn't remove the blame from him, but it's understandable.
It is, but I wonder if I don't know if the MVP voting extends into
it
this
doesn't.
First. It doesn't.
No.
Because
just regularly.
I would give it to CJ Stroud. This is, what he's doing right now is fucking insane.
Yeah,
16-21.
I think CJ Stroud should win it either way.
Second highest QBR in the playoffs in history. I mean, it's nuts. Ironically, Jordan Love tied him yesterday for the second highest in a playoff game in NFL history. What he's doing down there is absolutely fucking insane. And the receivers, I don't even know who Brevin Jordan is. Do you know who that is?
That's Mr. and Mrs. Jordan's son.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
From the Jordan family.
From the Jordans. Long line of them, actually.
Oh, yeah. long lineage over there.
Never heard of him.
Me
until
neither.
You just said his name right now.
Xavier Hutchinson. Do you know who that is?
Is he related? Is he white?
I don't know.
Is he related to Aiden?
He had two catches in this game.
I mean, I had to look up where Nico went to college, to be honest.
Nico went to Michigan.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. I forgot about that.
He went to Michigan. The only reason I know that is there was some fucking moron from Drinking Bros Sports who hit me up and said, yeah, fucking Nico Collins led the league in whatever it was. And he goes, not these other guys. And I go, yeah. Oh, there's an Ohio State quarterback throwing some, you fuckface. So
He wasn't that great in college. This has been a surprise, even with Nico Collins. John Michi, I know of. He was injured and came back from an ACL. He had three catches in this game for 44 yards. But the way he's spread around, Robert Woods? I didn't know Robert Woods was still alive.
Dude, just give all the flowers to the Texans head coach.
He's awesome.
The job he's done.
D'Amico Ryan.
Yeah. D'Amico Ryan, yeah.
It's coach of the year, right?
Former Philadelphia Eagle. Great,
he's a player, and you know what? That
he was a great player.
What's his nuts? Pierce or whatever from the Raiders?
Antonio.
I think he's going to be the same style of dude.
He should just get hired by the Raiders.
Hopefully they fucking keep him.
About it right now, and I heard they're really close to a deal. So.
Well, Matt, what's his name? Max Crosby or whatever. He was like, he's going to be the coach, or we're going to talk about my contract.
That's hot in the streets now, right? Gerard Mayo just got the Patriots job.
It is, man.
Joe Ryan's just paving the way for former players slash
for real,
defenders.
Be a head coach.
Hey, put some respect on Vrabel.
Vrabel, too.
Yeah, Vrabel. Yeah.
We got fired.
But
being a head coach isn't about calling plays. It's about fucking instilling confidence and managing that locker room, right? That's what it's really about. Maybe clock management to some degree on the field, but not about calling plays. I don't know why. It's like anytime somebody's a good coordinator, it's like, oh, we should make this guy our head coach. Let's make Dan Quinn our head coach. No. Well,
I mean, it really is basically that. Just
leave that guy where he's good and let
Josh
him call
McDaniels
the plays.
Too. Yeah. Good offensive coordinator, not a good coach.
It's the same thing as like people compare football to war, right? Like Eisenhower let his guys do his thing, right? He let Patton, he let Bradley, all those guys. Yep. You know what I mean?
Kellen Winslow did. He compared Kellen Winslow Jr. to war.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Kellen Winslow Jr.
He was just raping old ladies, though.
He was, but he was saying he's a soldier.
Well, as a Soviet soldier would agree that there's a lot of old lady rape in war.
Maybe he was in a war with old ladies that we don't know about.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's I helped sack Berlin, and we did rape a lot of old ladies. So
Sure did. But I'm looking at the rushing stats for Cleveland here. 8 for 26 for Kareem Hunt. Jerome Ford, 9 for 17. I mean, that's excellent run defense there, which they've never really had in Houston. So the whole thing was a goddamn shock for me. Lost a shit ton of money on this game. Mm. We'll move to the next game that I lost a ton of money on was the Dolphins-Chiefs. Shout out to Peacock for scheduling the Chiefs so they can get all the Swifties to buy Peacock.
Yeah.
And 25 million people ended up watching it, by the way. So
I'm bummed they have Oppenheimer.
Oh, God. Did you see that commercial?
Yeah.
Oppenheimer's coming
exclusively
to Peacock.
Smart.
In February.
You know what would have been cool is if they had dropped a nuke on that game. Fucking game. Because it was fucking pointless.
Got to get rid of Tua. Got to move on from Tua. Tua's not the guy.
Well, he just signed a big deal, right?
He's now 0-6 in the 6 coldest games of his career. Like it's,
If they don't have home field advantage, it's kind of like Peyton Manning was kind of that way for a long time, too. If he didn't have home field advantage, he was fucked.
Well, you know, the Chiefs have never played a road playoff game since Mahomes has been there until next week, I guess. Right?
Mahomes has never played a road playoff game.
But they'll have
one
next week, right? Because they're the low seed, I think.
Yeah, they can't. Or no.
Yeah.
If the Steelers win.
The Steelers win, but that's not going to happen. You know, the over-under in that game is 38.5, and the spread's 10.
Yeah.
Oh,
Doesn't mean anything, though.
And to the listeners out there, a bunch of people were bitching about the over-under changing. I called my bookie. They turned it off and refunded everybody's money. They were super fucking cool about it.
Yeah, so if you made that bet, you got to go back and make it again, by the
way. Well, yeah, if you
make it again for tonight.
If you make a bet and the game moves, it automatically just disqualifies it.
Oh, the DraftKings did not let them do it. So people were bitching about that. Hey, dude. We're not a DraftKings, so sorry. Go someplace else and bitch about
it. It's bummed me before.
During the COVID year, we bet the same parlay, and we lost, and it hit, but we lost a whole leg, and that leg hit, too.
Because the game got rescheduled.
No way.
Yeah. It would have been an extra, like, $1,000.
But I forgot to. It opens up a slot, and you have to redo it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bookie just refunded everybody, but if you did have money on that game, go back in and re-bet on it for tonight because the line did move drastically. I believe it bumped up 5 full points for tonight. It was 33.5, and I think it's 38.5 tonight. Is that correct?
38.5, and the spread's 10, yeah.
Correct.
Would it really surprise you if the Bills blew it to the Steelers, though?
At this point, no, and we'll get to those games in a second here because we'll go to the Rams-Lions game. I think all of us picked the Rams. I money-lined the Rams.
They covered.
They covered, but I money lined them on the show. So
I had the
lost.
Rams like 2.5 or plus,
they were getting
plus 2.5 Rams or 3.5 or something like that. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, they were getting 3. Did you bet the? You took the 3 points.
Took the points.
I didn't because it was plus 160 there, and I was just like, man.
But I wanted to pull for the Lions. Yeah.
You were rooting for the Lions? Yeah. Okay, so I was not. And I'll tell you why. I think this is the end of Stafford. If you want to know how tough that guy was, Dan and I was at Dan's house last night watching this game. Shout out to moinkbox.com/drinkingbros for the wings last night. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Well, that's mostly me.
It is. It is. You're really
but
good
the
at it.
The chicken is very good.
You and Jesse are really fucking good at it. But while we were there, you know, you and I were talking during this game of McVay is probably gone.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford has given his entire fucking body away.
Seriously.
For years.
People forget he played 18 months with a broken vertebra, you know, a couple years ago.
For the Lions.
In Detroit. And then he walked into that stadium last night and they fucking booed him.
Yeah.
How, like, fuck Detroit. Not even kidding.
I agree.
That, what a bunch of fucking miserable, ingrate cunts.
Revenge and their game, fan baby. Base.
Like, he's never said an unkind word about them. He gave his fucking body to
he
that franchise.
He never asked to be traded. Just like,
he
can't.
Didn't ask to be traded. He didn't sign a free agency contract. He got traded.
He got traded.
Like, what
he
the
said
fuck,
that,
man?
He said some things about Detroit in the past. Fuck him.
No. What did he say? What did he say about Detroit?
You just can't come after my people, all right? Yeah, I'm claiming
what do you mean,
Detroit.
Your
who's
people?
Your people?
Well, my mom's side of the family is from Detroit.
Okay, so what did she trade him?
Detroit's the Philadelphia of Michigan.
You're just, yeah, you're just making shit up. Like, you're just making shit up at this point.
He got traded for Jared Goff. That happened. Nothing he could do about it.
I'm not making that my great grandfather was.
They let him get killed for 12 years there, and then they come back in and boo him because he won a Super Bowl to a team that they traded him away from? Like, yeah. Fuck off.
Well, Jared Goff, I think, has more of a gripe with the Rams.
Sure,
because
he led them to a Super Bowl, too, and to be honest.
And they just trashed him all the
time. It wasn't his fault they lost that Super Bowl. That was an ugly game all the way around.
It was Belichick owned McVay.
Yeah.
Like, Goff was, you know, executing the game plan he was giving and Belichick just, like, I mean, he made McVay his fucking bitch in that game. Yeah. It was incredible to see.
Yeah, he really did just outcoach him, but I just don't understand the booing.
I don't either.
Like, Stafford, what did he play, 9 years there, I think?
At least. Longer. Yeah, I think maybe 12.
Yeah, and just got, like you said, murdered.
Murdered, and then he got murdered last night. There was a point in the game, a buddy of mine texted me a picture where Dan and I thought he got knocked unconscious.
He did.
And his eyes...
He had retard eyes.
Yeah, and his
hands. As he was going off the field. He got popped twice. He got popped by Hutchinson or whatever the fuck his name is.
It was the 1-2 hit,
and
right?
And then he fucking hit him up top as well. Mm-hmm. Then banged his head off the ground.
Yes.
It's like, and then he's like... He's got that look, like, you know when Shane Gillis pretends to be retarded?
Yep.
He's like...
Is he pretending?
He has a joke that he just missed Down syndrome because it's in his family, but it did nick him.
Yeah. It got him.
Like, he definitely did.
He tells this joke how he was at a football game one time, and there was a roped-off section right below him that was all retarded people, and he didn't really recognize it. So he steps over the rope to go down there to get a closer look at the field. He's just being a dick and trying to get closer. Then he looks around. He's like, oh, no, everybody's retarded around here.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nobody even noticed.
No. Nope. He can go right down to the field, start throwing footballs with Tim Tebow if he wants to. But as far as this Rams game, the rest of it is concerned. Stafford looked great last night. My God, man. 367, 2 touchdowns. That fucking Nakua guy. Jesus. 9.
Hey, I'm telling you, I said this before 9 the game catches. Started, but... Running, like, he doesn't have the speed that some of these, like, Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, some of these dudes have, Garrett Wilson, but his run after the catch,
it's insane.
It's crazy. Why is he so slippery? Why is he so hard to tackle?
I don't know.
I've never seen anything like that before.
181 yards and a touchdown there. I thought the Rams got boned in this game. They were on the 34-yard line, and they called a ticky-tack hold with about 4:15 left in that game.
It wasn't a hold at all. So he pushed what's his name? What's the pass rusher for the Lions that's really good?
Hutchinson.
Yeah. So he's on it wasn't. He was on the left side. If you're a guard and you're fucking parallel with him, you can pancake him into the ground. As long as he's not behind you and you're dragging him back or something like that, that's not a hold.
He kind of beat him, and then he kind of tackled him as he was –
So as long as if his full body parallel. If his body doesn't get completely past you, that's not a hold.
I didn't have
that's a tic tac hold.
I did, and the
but I think
is,
the worst. I think the worst than that was Sean McVay's play calling. Not going for it on fourth down was a mistake. Not calling that fucking timeout before the 2 minute warning, both of those were game-ending mistakes.
Like,
what the fuck was he doing?
They blew two fucking timeouts on
in the first part of the third period too.
Yeah, but when you if you're going to decide to punt the ball like that, and you got one timeout essentially
with 4.5 or so minutes left.
Yeah, well, he could have called that timeout even after the first down. He could have called that timeout with about 2:38 left. That would have been third down going into the 2 minute warning, and then they would have had the ball again. I don't understand what the fuck he was thinking.
Also, what is this? Why are you playing a field position game with 4 minutes left? Like, go for it. Oh, no, they get the ball.
Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Nakua, man. You can make it down the field.
You're still in the exact same scenario, which is you basically need to stop them on that first set of downs. Like, that was just dog shit.
I would even have tried to go. What would the field goal have been? Like 60 yards or something like that?
No, so from there, it would have been 50 on the dot.
I would have kicked that fucking field goal.
If that wasn't that holding call. Then it would have been 50 on the dot, and that's makeable. The holding call knocked him back to 60 at that point. I don't know who the Rams' kicker is.
The defense also stepped up in the entire second half.
They did.
They were holding Detroit to
Great game. Detroit had
gave up two big first downs
half.
On that last drive, and that ended the game, right?
Yeah. Rams only scored 6 points in the second half. Lions only scored 3 points in the second half.
I thought it was going to be a shootout because the first half they were just
nobody could tackle.
This was the only good game of the playoffs this weekend thus far. Now we have two more tonight.
I really like the Cowboys game.
Oh, the first one starts in like fucking 20 minutes.
Yeah, it starts in 45 minutes. Yeah. The Cowboys Packers game was 48. Yeah, it's 3:30. It's 3:30 Central. Yeah.
Oh, it's 3:30 Central.
Yeah.
Yeah, they moved it up.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts in 45 minutes or so.
Did they have all the
hard ass, baby?
Good men of Buffalo just shoveling out the stadium.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. I'm so glad you asked me about that. There's nobody back there, but some buddy of mine from New York sent me this today. So
Joel's back there.
Joel is back there, but I don't know if I can text him and get it in. But anyways, with the field conditions for what they are, this is about 3 hours until game time right there. They told the people, so only 30 people, because he's there, my buddy. He said only 30 people have shown up today.
And they gave him $17 an hour.
$17
and free
an hour.
Food.
I was promised 20.
And a McDonald's meal, so like it, you know.
They're not even grilling at the stadium?
In Buffalo, you may as well have given them a free car. Right?
Yeah. So my buddy said,
give them a table.
The billion-dollar owner is offering $17 for a playoff game to make their fans comfortable. Fuck off. I agree. But
do you get free tickets at least?
But you get to stay
for the game?
You can see what's going on here, Bob. Yeah. And, I mean, dude, you're going to have to walk in as a fan then who pays $500 a ticket and then knock off 3 feet of snow from your seats? Where does that snow go?
If I was a journalist, I would do it in a heartbeat.
What?
Who was just there?
I would go clear out snow.
Yes.
And you could just make it a whole story.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, that you did it?
Yeah.
And have a fun Instagram?
No, not Instagram, but like on your whenever you're writing your piece on the game, you can just be like, you'll have like 1,000 words on how you cleared out the snow.
How are you going to type with fucking frostbite, bud?
I know.
Fuck that shit. Like, you're a billionaire. You can't hire somebody. By the way, a couple years ago when they built this dumbass stadium, they're like, there was a deliberation about whether it should be a dome or not. They're like, no, a part of playing in Buffalo is playing in the elements. This is the fifth game that has been postponed because of the elements.
And
you
also, you know who would
two
benefit
of them
play
from
a dome
games.
Is Josh Allen.
What's that?
Josh Allen would benefit from playing from a dome.
He would benefit from playing from a dome, but what did you expect? Like, it's New York. New York is always blue. You're going to have a liberal guy. Her statement, too. I've been in touch with the NFL, and I decided to move the game. The game's the same today. It's going to be fucking snowing. Right now, currently, it's 18 degrees with the wind chill. It's 3. Nothing would have changed between yesterday and today. And let's face it, the Bills play great in that weather. After the sponsors here, we'll get to these picks tonight. But to move this game to a Monday afternoon. I guess they got lucky because it was Martin Luther King Day, and there is people who
people
take this
off.
Day off. Yeah.
To some degree, they're lucky, but they're also now like whomever wins between the Eagles and Bucks are going to be on a short week, right?
Yes.
So not so lucky there.
Well, and the Bills and Steelers now, one of them is going to be on a short week.
That's what I'm saying. Both of those games are going to be on short weeks.
Thankfully,
now.
If we win, it's on a short week against the 49ers.
Yeah, no shit.
Just the Lions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the Lions.
When Philly wins, it's against
Detroit.
Yeah, next Sunday.
Yeah, because Green Bay will play the 49ers.
Oh, gotcha. But they already announced the days already?
Which, to be honest, good
game.
It's
not Monday, though.
Niners and Ravens are both on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Niners fucking...
all right, so Texans are going to be on Saturday. TBD of who they're playing, obviously. The night game on Saturday is Packers at the 49ers.
Unless
Sunday,
unless Philly wins, right?
No, they've locked it in.
Oh, okay,
they've locked it in. So this is the night game on Fox.
That's a good game.
62 degrees there in San Fran. That'll be fine. Detroit has another home game on Sunday. That'll be it's 3 o'clock Eastern, and then the rest are TBD in that division. Obviously,
likely the last game of the week is going to be KC at Buffalo, and then
that night game.
Yeah, and then the Texans will likely play the Ravens on Saturday.
Kansas City's going to beat Buffalo.
I'm starting to feel the same way.
If the Bills, I assume they're going to beat the Steelers, but Kansas City looked good. Their defense looked really fucking good.
If I was Kansas City, I might be rooting to play the Bills on the road instead of the
going,
Texans.
Going to that weather and just fuck them up, dude.
Yeah, to be honest.
You got an advantage. Patrick Mahomes has an advantage over Josh Allen in that weather.
And also, you know, the Bills already 100%. Beat him once this year. Mm. It's a big ask to beat him twice.
Mm. Yep.
And, you know, I was surprised that riser kid, rookie, had a good year. He had like 950 yards receiving this year, kind of under the radar because Kelce got all the attention. Kelce had the worst year of his career, by the way. But while Kelce's out there dropping passes right in his hands, this dude is fully extended making catches with just hands. Like Rashee a real Rice. Receiver, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, just like looked pretty fucking good in those weather conditions.
Really goddamn good.
Now, I know they're playing the Dolphins who are soft as fuck, but
we're missing four linebackers.
Like, yeah. But the shitty defense still can't catch the ball for you when it's 0 degrees.
And the other part is a positive part of this is Kelce had a shitty game. I don't think he's going to have two in a row. If Rashee Rice is playing this well and then Kelce starts playing well, yeah, they're back in the Super Bowl again and they're probably going to win.
Pacheco still looks good. Pacheco still looks good.
But, I mean, Buffalo hasn't lost and Sean McDermott got, you know, exposed for just hyping up his team with 9/11 quotes.
Yeah, they will. On
which side? Was he pro 9/11 or anti-9/11?
He was talking about how you have
pro.
To come together like the hijackers on 9/11.
Well, he said the way that they work together in unison is the way they work together, and he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
They haven't lost since.
Yeah, I mean,
the statement was made in 2019.
Buffalo's pretty far away from Manhattan to be claiming 9/11 shit.
I agree.
Can you relax, dude?
He wasn't claiming 9/11 shit. He said their teamwork was impeccable, and I agree.
Probably better examples.
Right.
I can't name one, Dan. I can't name one.
I mean, ISIS is a good example. I mean, all these guys just chilling on the back of a truck with their homies.
Yeah.
No one's saying that the Holocaust wasn't, like, organized, right?
Yeah, oh, no.
Great organization.
Yeah, the trains ran on time.
Yeah. Sure.
But that doesn't really, you know, I just don't think it's the best. There's other examples you can give of well-organized, well-oiled machines.
Oh, and with that, we'll hop right into our sponsors before we get to this afternoon's fix. What a weird statement to make on a Monday here. We got a playoff game in the afternoon in about an hour. Yes, I'm going to start drinking here after this. First and foremost, mybookie.com, promo code DRINKINGPROS, doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. All right, fuck faces. I'm fine with it. All the comments you guys are making, I love it. It's hilarious. Since week 8, this has been the worst gambling season of my life in the NFL. It got worse. I didn't win one game over the fucking weekend. So I usually say at this point, bet with us or against us. Bet against me. Bet against me on all these picks because I can't fucking win anything.
We were both sniffing around for the Sony Open.
We sure were. And we lost. We'll get to that. I lost again on the last hole, and so did you.
I lost in the playoff.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean,
your guy finished 4th. It was good. It was good.
He bogeyed though. It was right there. He was leading up until the 16th hole, and then he fucking choked. Mm-hmm. Had two fucking bogeys. Whatever, man. Lost a lot of money this weekend. Obviously, I'm not happy about it. I'm probably going to chase something fucked up tonight, like the Eagles 2.5. All in.
Buy low, baby.
All in.
Buy low.
I'm all in on the Eagles at 2.5 tonight, kids. The
Eagles in the Super Bowl confirmed.
It might be in Ariana Grande tonight. Might be an Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
check
you gotta go
out
with
the
principles, the things that like you abide by with your life. You hate Baker Mayfield. You need to fade Baker Mayfield.
But I hate Jalen Hurts as well. So that's the tough part.
You're in a bit of a pickle then.
For real. Like I'm stuck tonight. Whereas I said this yesterday in the Facebook group. I said, look, I'm more than happy to lose my money on a Cowboys game in the first round of a playoffs. Mm-hmm. I felt great about
that. Worth it. No matter how much money it is, but if you put an Ariana Grande on the Eagles, it might end up being like that concert in Manchester. right?
Oh boy,
boom. You may lose all your money and all the shit in your body as well.
Shit, dude, it might be a full evac sitch. Either way, best in the biz over at MyBookie. Again, thank you so much for canceling those fucking bets, man. People were freaked the fuck out and everything else. Fuck off, DraftKings. I can't believe they didn't do that, man. That's nuts to me. That's five whole fucking points up, dude. That over under dropped.
Yeah.
So shout out to MyBookie for doing it. They've always been super responsive and all that stuff. I even have their cell phone to do shit like this. So it was really cool of you guys. But maybe they did it also because I've lost so much money to them in the last 10 weeks. They're like, look, this is the least we can do.
Yeah, it's basically like make point. A wish at this point for you.
Yeah.
You're a little retarded kid with fucking leukemia or something.
Just gambling, dude. Yeah. Just playing in the arms of an angel by Sarah McLachlan. Trying to make some bets here. But it's gambling. That's the world. And if I didn't have it, I wouldn't fucking bet it. And you should too. Don't put your fucking mortgage on this bullshit. Only gamble which you can afford to have fun. Did I lose a lot of money this weekend? Yes. Did I have fun doing it? Sure did. And I felt alive inside. And that's really all I can ask for these days. All right. Next up is firstform.com/drinking bros over here. Everybody's buying these microfactors. I'm getting the same comments and feedback. These are amazing. We wouldn't fucking lie to you, dude. First Form is the best company in the business right now. Super shocked they're on this program because we're degenerates. But I take it every day. I know I'm always pushing the micro factors, and I'm going to continue to do so. Look, cardboard box sits right next to my computer. Plastic pouch. I'm going to take them live on air because I just walked in today. It's real, dude. Six vitamins in here. Boom. Six in my hand, as you can see. And then six in my gullet. What's in them? You got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, the fruits and veggies, the EFAs, and the probiotics. We don't work out or eat the way we need to every single day. Try to, but on a day like today, I'm not going to the fucking gym. I'm boozing all day, brother. Therefore, I need to get these vitamins inside my body, my lady. You can go to firstform.com/drinking bros today to grab these microfactors. Highly recommend their energy drinks. They're on sale right now. And you're also getting free shipping on orders over $75 at firstform.com/drinking bros. Next up, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. Bob, if you had to go to one of these two games tonight, who would it be?
I'm not going to Buffalo, even in perfect weather. I'm
Raymond James, baby.
I'm going to go watch Baker Bake.
Nope. I'd be in Buffalo.
No.
Dan and I went to Brady, what was it, New England versus KC in the AFC Championship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was minus 18. That was one of the funnest experiences I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it was good. It was
one of the funnest games I've ever been to.
Tampa's 69 right now.
Look, I love a snow game. I've been to snow games. I love snow games. Uh-huh. But this is, I'm going to like fall asleep at that fucking game.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it's an afternoon game. It's an afternoon game, though.
Because the Steelers can't run or throw the ball.
No.
And Buffalo's best at turning it over.
Is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer starting tonight?
He is.
Yeah.
He's been their best quarterback
He led the league, technically speaking, led the league in, I think, in passing yards per game and in rating, but only because he played five games.
Okay. Tickets are $83 right now on drinkingbrostickets.com. Eagles tickets are $85. That's not bad for the last round in the stadium. It's fun if you want to go. We got tickets for everything. NFL, rodeos, concerts, you name it. We got tickets for it over there. Everything you can possibly
public
think
executions,
of.
I think, stand are on.
Up,
there.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
You do get the flight to Saudi Arabia, but
we're not paying for the flight.
We're not
obviously,
paying for the
right
flight.
Now.
That's up to you.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, hardafseltzer.com. If you're going to one of these games or raging over the holidays, because we don't do dry January here, about to crack one open as soon as I finish this ad read. We're everywhere, man. We're in 8 states. We're in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, Ohio, and North Carolina right now. Wilmington. I know they've put some end displays up in all the Total Wines. We're in every single Total Wines in the Southeast, every single Total Wines in Texas currently right now. Texas is sold out. The shipment that was supposed to be delivered tomorrow is obviously going to be delayed because we're frozen into, what, Thursday here, I think?
Yeah, no, Wednesday.
It gets back up to 70 on Thursday.
Yeah, Wednesday it'll be like fucking 45 degrees, I think.
Okay, so I got an email from our distributor, and they said, hey, truck should be back up and running on Thursday. So they'll restock every place else. HEB's been sold out as well. Those will be restocked. And then we ship right to your house at heartafseltzer.com over there. And if you're in Alabama celebrating your new head coach, which we'll get to in a minute here, celebrated a Ramajama down there. Or that Shell station, 1405 University Boulevard over there. Buy a 12-pack. We would prefer you go to the store. It's expensive as shit online because you're shipping liquid. Just go into the stores and buy it. Go to the store locator, type in your city or zip code, and go to the closest store nearest you. Ohio is up to 80 locations now, and I believe the store locator is updated either today or tomorrow over there. But we're everywhere. Urban Meyer's Pint House, Pint House Short North. 1400 Liquors, all that stuff there on campus. So you can enjoy it and watch these games. Because let's face it, it's a holiday. You might as well go into the bars and watch it. Standard Hall, you can go in there and get rocked. I forget everybody's got the day off. And you can watch a doubleheader tonight.
Why is that? Why do people have the day off?
Martin Luther King. Mm. If you would, let me ask you this.
National Cream Pie a Teenager Day?
Yeah, if he was alive, do you think they would give him a federal holiday?
No.
I don't think so either.
Nah, because he's straight and whatever.
Yeah.
You gotta be trans. Maybe if he transitioned.
It's not good enough to just be black anymore.
No.
Well, no, he got the day because the FBI offed him.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Right? Like, you get assassinated, you get your own day off.
Yeah, I guess
Lincoln
that works,
got
yeah.
That's how President's Day and all that stuff came about. So, first up.
I don't know if that's true.
True.
There's no,
true.
You know, Che Guevara Day.
No need to pop it up.
We know the
no
guy.
No need to pop it up. We know.
We know true. The guy that killed Che Guevara.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a fucking old Cuban dude that works for CIA. Mm-hmm. He's a fucking bad motherfucker.
We want him on the show.
He walked up to, he's like 88 now, I think, so it's not going to happen. But yeah.
Whitey Bulger's still doing interviews.
That's true.
Bulger. Sammy the Bull.
Sammy the Bull, yeah. He was on Jesse Waters right before me one time.
I know.
It was that really old head.
He was like dropping F-bombs the whole time. Like,
who,
hey.
Who was the old head we interviewed in Arizona?
Oh, Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe.
Great interview.
Yeah.
Great interview if you want to go check that out.
It was not a great interview.
It was awesome.
That was my favorite interview.
He loved me. We had a great time, and it was all
I don't think he liked you,
swell.
To be honest.
I don't think he liked you at all.
No, he sure didn't.
Now, speaking of not liking shit, I don't think Alabama fans are going to like this coach.
Well, we'll get to that. We got to make our picks real quick on today's games because it is coming up here in 33 minutes. So if you're watching live, let's give the people what they want. Steelers at Bills. This is Buffalo minus 10 right now. Oh, shit. Over-under has now jumped up to 39.5
points.
That's
under.
A six-point difference.
Under.
There. I am all in on that under.
All day on that under.
Same.
Give me that over, baby.
Really?
No fucking way.
Let's cheer for points. Weather, for some reason, with snow and wind, people just don't like tackling. I think the defense actually gets worse. So, yeah, I think Josh Allen can put up 28. I think the Steelers can put up 14. Nope. Boom. There you go.
I'm with you on Josh Allen putting up 28. I don't know if the Steelers score in this game.
So 10 spread of 10, a total, you said it's 39.5 now. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me change this.
It'll be weird. You'll get like a kick return touchdown. You'll get a fumble recovery for a touchdown.
I can see some very short fields.
That's a 25-14 game or 24-15 or whatever.
What is it?
24-15 or 25-14, one of the two.
Yeah.
To beat that spread.
I got 28-7 in this game.
I think Bills win too, but 10 points is a lot of points.
A lot.
I'm
betting the over-under. I don't know if I'm touching the points.
I've got 21-3. That's my guess. Okay. Something like that.
I've got a hard dick too that's going to also tease this as well. I'm chasing the rest of the day, so who cares? What do you got there, Delco?
I got Steelers and the over.
You're teasing or just going straight plus 10?
Bills 10? Win. Just do a straight fucking parlay.
Okay.
Just Steelers plus 10 and over 39.
Okay.
What was 39
Yeah, 39.5.
Yeah.
Bob, who do you got in that game?
There's been one good game this weekend.
Yep.
This is not going to add to that list.
No.
That said, I do think the Steelers cover, so the game will be like close, but I don't think it'll be good. I could see this being like, I don't know, Bills 10-3.
That wouldn't shock me.
17-3, 17-7, something like that.
That wouldn't shock me either. Me neither.
That'd be a push. I could see like a push, right? Like, yeah, like 17-7 or 17-9.
Yep.
Yep.
Something like that. Something really stupid. Like maybe the Steelers turn Josh Allen over in Buffalo territory.
They're going to turn him over.
Yeah, gain 9 actually, yards, but don't get it. Like, don't score a touchdown. They kick a field goal 3 times, that type of thing.
I'm going to look up
the Steelers
props.
Cover. It's going to be gross. It's going to be stupid.
Let me find the props for this game because I think let's see what the over-under.
So I'm in desperation mode here, Delco. I like picking the first touchdowns scored on my bookie a lot. I love all their fucking props over there. Who's a good one for first touchdown scored?
Josh Allen's plus 420. That's as good as anything.
Plus 420 for Josh Allen?
That would be a rushing touchdown, yep. though.
Yeah, it would be, yeah. That's not bad.
I mean,
and
I
then Stephon Diggs is plus 700. That's not a bad one either. James Cook is plus 600. What's Gabe 600. Davis? Gabe Davis is...
I guess I would rather go Cook, but...
I'm not even seeing Gabe Davis on here.
He wants to know his UCF boy.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Gabe Davis isn't on here. Dawson Knox is plus 1,800. That's another possibility.
Oh, is Gabe Davis not playing?
He might be hurt.
Yeah. He might be, yeah. the one I was looking for is turnovers for Josh Allen, what the over-under is. So let me find it.
I would guess it would be half for an interception.
Yeah.
It probably is.
And it's probably minus money.
It might be 1.5. For Josh Allen?
It should be 1.5.
If it's 1.5, take the under. 2 interceptions is a big ask, I feel like.
They don't have that listed here yet. Hang on. Let's see.
Yeah, because I need to bet this now. I forgot that this game is so fucking
quick. Or just
quick.
Josh Allen turnovers. All right,
so I'm going to go under here real quick for the game at 200. It'll be fun.
Take the over.
Nope. 39.5. I took the under in that. And then I'm also going to fucking tease this bitch because I'm super desperate right now. This is what desperation looks like. And
this
then
is,
I'm going to jack up this.
This is fun. It's not desperate.
This is a good game. You're going to drink, if you need an excuse to drink in the afternoon today.
I think a lot of people are making that excuse with the weather.
It's a federal holiday. You don't need an excuse to drink in the afternoon today. Just get fucked up.
But like, man, this game's going to drive you to drink. That's the only way you're going to be entertained by it.
Do I go down a 3?
It's going to be the game of the week.
Yeah. Also, I know you like rooting for points, but I think rooting for incompetence is also fun.
Oh, I did that yesterday with the Lions and Rams because I took a live over-under at like 54. And as soon as they got to 21-17, I'm like, this is fucked.
They don't have any fucking turnover props.
But you got it, didn't you?
It hit, yeah.
Yeah.
This first half line is interesting. It's 6.5 in the first half. Over-under of 19.5. I might take the first half over, actually. 19.5, because I think most of the points will be scored in the first half.
I kind of like the Bills.
Everybody's
going to
get cold
in the first half.
Yeah, everybody's going to get cold, and then the second half is going to suck worse than the first.
God.
But that's a good point you make too about nobody's going to want to tackle in the second half.
Sure,
it's going to get rough. Did you see Mahomes' helmet crack? I've never seen that before.
Oh my God!
In the fucking decades I've been watching football, I've never seen that happen.
Yeah.
They also let him go to the sideline and exchange gear without taking a timeout or taking him out of the game for a series.
Yep.
That's an interesting little
little
nugget.
Just happy fun.
They're fine. Everything's going to be fine over there. I'm sure he's fine.
Chiefs are going to end up in the Super Bowl, aren't they?
Yes.
They are. They're going to win the Super Bowl again.
God damn it.
I know.
You're going to get – here's what's going to be
funny.
And
you're going to complain every year they don't have enough weapons and Mahomes is still going to pull the fucking rabbit out of the hat.
All right. So desperation mode, full desperation mode. Stephon Diggs is a great one. It's 700 for the first touchdown? God damn.
I feel like you're going off name.
I'm going Russian. I would say either Allen or
Who's their
Cook.
Or Cook. Oh, James Cook is plus 600.
I would go Cook.
That's not bad. So let me sprinkle these, dude, and see what fucking happens.
Fuck it. Maybe the Steelers strike first.
No. I'm gonna go Cook or Diggs. I don't think a rushing touchdown by Allen is going to do it. I wonder. Mason Rudolph. 5,400.
Yeah, it's got to be a QB sneak.
Yeah, that's not working.
Steelers get down to the one.
Tush push in
brotherly
the
shove from the other side of the state.
Oh, boy, dude. All right, let's go two on these, dude. On James Cook, again, desperation has set in now. James Cook and Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs at $200 will pay out at $1,400. And then James Cook will pay off at $1,200 there. So let's fucking do it, dude. Let's get fucking desperate here. Next up, we got
actually
the game of the century.
Wait, this is not a bad prop right here. This is halftime, full time bet. You know what that is? Like who leads after each one?
Yeah, yeah.
Tied at the half, and then the Bills win the game plus +897. That's not a bad sprinkle right there.
Wait, what
That's
is it?
Great value.
It has to be tied.
Tied at half, then... Bills win the game.
Yeah. Oof.
Is
it 897-1?
No, well, it's 8. It's plus
so
8.97.
Almost
9.1. Almost 9.1. That's a sprinkle, right? You should definitely sprinkle that.
I don't know. I think the Bills are going to trounce them. I think this is going to be 28-7. That's my we'll see. That's my prediction. Next up, we got the beloved Eagles fly. Eagles fly. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna fucking put a grand on this after the show.
Do not put $1,000.
-2.5.
The worst Eagles defense, -2.5. The worst defense in the NFL this year.
Who?
The well, Eagles.
The no. last like yes. 5 or 6 games.
Five no, no,
or
6 weeks. No, no, no.
Since like Patricia took
nope.
over.
Nope. The, for the entire season. Well, they're second to last for the whole season. 31st in the league.
Are they really?
Yeah.
We've been that bad the last like 6 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's rough. And it's not getting any better either. Like if that tune-up game 17,
I know.
They look worse than they did the previous week.
I know. As an Eagles fan, how bad would this be to lose to Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers?
We kind of expect it at this point.
Yeah, I think he's checked out.
The last couple of weeks have really been the nail in the coffin. Like, get rid of the entire staff. Like, if you keep Sirianni, you have to clear house with all the assistants.
So I wanted to ask you about that because that was a big topic of conversation this morning that they were going to fire Sirianni. There's a lot of chatter behind the scenes that they're going to fire.
I mean, we fired Doug Peterson 2 years or 3 years after he fucking won a Super Bowl. So
right. But I don't think that's a smart move. Like, if you can get Belichick, would you do it?
I don't want Belichick. He ruins your roster. He's not a good GM anymore, and he wants all that power.
He wants the power for sure, but it's kind of a Patriots team.
Belichick's going to the Cowboys. We can talk about it later, but that's happening.
Plus, him and Howie wouldn't click.
The last time the bottom fell out of the Cowboys organization like this, it was after Switzer left,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And then those two slapdicks came in for 2 years each. And who did he bring in? Bill Parcells to fucking buy the groceries and cook.
But is Jerry going to be able to handle that ego? And like give
if
up.
If he wants to win before he dies,
but he doesn't give up player personnel. That's Jerry.
But he's gonna die.
If there's one person, like everybody's got hard and fast rules, but there's always an exception for every owner. Bill Belichick would be that exception, which is maybe not the right answer because he's not done a great job of roster building the last couple of years, right? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, in the new era of the NFL, air of the NFL hasn't done a very good job at all.
The Patriots spent money this year too on just garbage.
But I think like if you're going to bring in to a team that's ready to win now, I don't know that it would actually do anything to bring in Belichick, to be honest, because I don't think it's a locker room issue with the Cowboys. Right?
I do, man.
I think it's Dak Prescott. I just don't think he's good enough to win.
They were so lazy in that first half. I think it's McCarthy. I really do.
I mean, like, on offense. But defense is what matters for that team.
Well, defense is Dan Quinn, and you keep Dan Quinn. He's a great defensive coordinator.
You keep him. McCarthy, though,
I don't know that I agree with that, actually.
A bill of lies that he went up into a cabin when he got fired by the Packers and just studied game film.
No,
he
went up.
Remember
there.
That lie?
He went up there and ate fucking Hot Pockets. And
I remember that lie.
He's going to revolutionize the offense. Yeah. Like, no, he's not.
No, he didn't.
He's Mike McCarthy.
It's a good regular season team. And here's the problem: 6 games this year, offensive coordinators from the other team ran the ball at Michael Parsons. That was their primary strategy against the Cowboys defense, and the Cowboys lost all 6 of those games. So I hear what you're saying with Dan Quinn being a good DC, but if you can't make adjustments like that, especially in the fucking playoffs, then you're not a good you're a good regular season DC. You're a Bobby Cox, right? Mm-hmm. Great regular season coach. You can't win when it fucking matters. And that's like, when's Dan Quinn won when it mattered? Even in Atlanta. When's he ever won it when it mattered?
Also, look, he had the best OC maybe ever there, and that was kind of it. So I'm with you. I don't think that Dan Quinn's a coach. He's a great defensive coach because he was a defensive coach for the Seahawks.
Yeah, but he's
when
not
they won all those championships.
But he's not like making the adjustments anymore. Well, have to make that adjustment. You've got the best.
They did have a lot of injuries.
Certainly, but you've got one of the top 5 best defenders in the entire NFL who is a fucking plug and play guy. You can put him in a bunch of different spots. And 6, well, actually 5 because one team did it twice, but 6 different times. A very specific strategy was used against their defense, and every time it worked. Mm-hmm. And you get into the first round of the playoffs, and you see them right out of the gate running right at Michael Parsons, and you don't adjust your game up. To me, that's not a good defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, it's just like you either make adjustments or you don't in the NFL. Everybody's good. There's no fucking slackers, I guess.
I mean, Andy Reid's an all-time coach, and
for sure.
The biggest like bugaboo for Andy is he doesn't make adjustments in game.
Yeah.
I mean, their red zone offense was pretty bad all game.
Yeah.
And
it was bad, yeah. But you got Patrick Mahomes, right? Just like fucking Belichick had Brady all those years.
It probably shouldn't be discounted, too, with the end of the Belichick era, is that, like, he was getting some decent like talent just from ring hunters?
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like guys who are like willing to...
Corey Dixon or whatever came over from...
Corey Dillon.
Yeah, from the Bengals. The Bengals all those years.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of good players. I mean, fucking Randy Moss came over.
Yeah, well, not that he didn't get a ring.
That was early.
Well, he should have.
But no, he was getting... at some point, he started getting talent on discount because people were like, I want to win.
Also, Ross, if it changes your mind here, I believe A.J. Brown is out.
He is out.
So let's get to the picks then, shall we? Eagles, Bucks. Eagles minus three, over under 43.5. I actually love that. What do you got there, Dan?
You know, I don't know, man. This one is this one's tricky because A.J. Brown is out. I do think that the coaching staff for the Eagles has had some issues, but they are very competent, right? It's not like they can't. They've made adjustments in the past, but it's been, what, 7 or 8 weeks now on a downward trend?
Yep.
That doesn't inspire hope, exactly. And the spread went up to 3 instead of 2.5.
There's just too many veterans on that roster, though, to lose to the Bucks.
You would think so, yeah.
I agree.
Like, so, Kelsey's not doing it. This is going to be Jason Kelsey's last game if they lose. Yeah. So, like, that's not going to happen.
I agree. Where it matters, I think, in the playoffs, being able to run the ball, control the clock, and not turn the ball over, the Eagles are better at that.
Yeah.
Right. So they win 3. I'll probably go 2.5.
So I'm going 2.5 as well.
But I'm not betting fucking $1,000 on it.
You're not.
You're not down 1,000.
You're in
the I don't have that. I don't have that level of confidence, to be honest.
Gilbert.
I really don't. Yeah. But I think the Eagles
just
probably
go,
win this game.
Just go Eagles money line. Fuck it.
You're not down 1,000.
But would I be shocked?
You can't because it's
well, you
minus
can, but it'll be plus
Eagles.
Like
you can,
fucking
but you can. You just lay it, right? Like
or
if you're gonna put $1,000 on them, you might as well just take the money line.
No.
So yeah, so you get a little bit worse odds, but yeah,
it's a lot worse odds. No, 1,000 pays off at 500.
Hold on.
It's not two to one.
It's
minus 155. So
yeah. So it would pay off at 750 then, give or take.
Yeah.
Which is, it is what it is. It's that's less risk.
No. No. Sorry, friend. I'm going to jack that up to 2. It's 2.5 for me. Dalco, do you sincerely think the Eagles are going to lose tonight?
No, Eagles win.
All right. Same. Are you taking the 3?
Yeah, I'm comfortable taking. I think we win. It's going to look like, oh, we solved all our issues in 1 week. We didn't. It's just the Buccaneers, they're not very good. A little dead cat bounce from the Eagles, and then I think we probably get run out of the building by the Lions, unfortunately.
Oh, shit. You guys will play the Lions next week. That's right. Mm-hmm. I think you beat the Lions.
We can, but, man, it's going to be tough.
The Lions right now might have the best home field in the NFL for the playoffs, too, because that crowd
is going to
be fucking
it's loud
gnarly.
As fuck.
Yeah,
but they're soft.
They are. They should have lost last night.
We'll see. Yeah, you guys are soft too right now. So
they should have lost last night. Bob, who do you got in this game?
Buccaneers, money line. Baker's going to bake. Also,
Before you go on, would you really be shocked if the Bucs won this game?
No.
I mean, it's only a plus 3.
No.
We suck.
No.
We've been terrible.
And you're talking about Mike Evans, who's one of the most prolific receivers in the history of the NFL.
He's going to torch our secondary.
Well, he's got 1,255 yards this year and 13 tutties. I get it. Godwin's great. The receivers are fantastic down in Tampa.
Yeah, but they're also running out Rashad White and who's their other running back?
It's just their defense,
Chase
though,
Edmonds.
Isn't going to be able to stop the Eagles. Look, Devonta Smith is still there.
But what does skinny-ass Devonta Smith look like without A.J. Brown on the field, right? Now, I think they're going to have to lean a little bit heavier on that fucking young tight end.
He should look like like with Mac Jones, where he's just running those 10-yard slants, and that's it.
Goddard's not super young.
Or not no. not Goddard. Who am I thinking of? Shit, I don't know. I can't think of.
There's another bet,
maybe
by
Quez
the way,
Watkins,
on this game that I do. Like, I'm like half memeing with the Bucks money line, but I kind of think they're gonna win. The Bucks team over under is 20 points.
Really?
So I'm taking the over.
You're taking the over on 20 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the Buccaneers?
3 touchdowns.
Shit.
3 touchdowns?
You think our secondary is gonna do anything?
That means so if Vegas is saying that, then that means it's a 20.
It's 70 degrees out.
They think 24-21 game.
The line is for that, it for the team over unders is it's Philadelphia 23, Bucks 20.
I can't get into that.
I love the Bucks over on team at 20 there.
I'm going to take the Eagles minus 2.5, and I'm going to take the over of 43.5, and probably parlay those together as well. Bet them separately, parlay them together, and then just chase tonight. It's going to be a constant chase.
That ends well. typically.
It always does, and I feel pretty confident about it.
Everyone, most people catch the dragon.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, that's why they call it catching and not chasing.
Sure is.
You want to know down bad, Ross?
Jot that down, asshole.
If you were truly down bad, you would have been betting on the Australian Open last night.
If I knew it was on.
I was watching it this morning a little bit. I mean, the weather's a lot better there than it is here right now. God
yeah.
damn
fuck
it.
Yeah.
Fucking sucks.
Fuck, it's great there. All right, let's move on to college football here. A lot of movements in college football over the last week. First of all, Saban retires. Saw a really great tweet about this that just said, if you think that you're not replaceable in this life, the greatest college football coach of all time retired and was replaced in 48 hours.
You have to do it, though, with recruiting.
You do. Yeah. But that's what the world is.
You can't lose kids in the portal.
I agree. I think this hire is fine. I probably would have gone after Dabo first.
No.
Fuck no.
He's not ready to leave yet. And by the way, Dabo would be insane to take that job right now. You don't want to be the next guy. You don't want to follow
him. Also, why would you want Dabo when you can get DeBoer?
I don't want DeBoer.
He's Dabo-er.
He's got an extra fucking syllable in his
he's
name.
He's Dabo-er.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, also, he just went to the CFP with Washington.
Which he's won everywhere he's gone.
And look,
he's beaten Sark.
He's a good coach.
Times.
He doesn't have any Bama history, but neither did Saban, I guess, when he got there.
And if Penix doesn't choke in that game, he might have won the national championship this year.
Yeah, Penix just kind of pooped his pants.
I don't think it was on him. Yeah, it was on Penix for sure.
It is. It wasn't on the coach. And so I saw a lot of Alabama fans bitching about that and was like, hey, dude, the quarterback was trapped in it was a fucking deer in headlights. That had nothing to do with the coach.
Those
wide receivers were open. He called all the correct plays. The quarterback couldn't fucking execute it, and the receivers are dropping balls.
Alabama's like, going to learn real quick. There's only one Saban.
Oh, yeah.
This 10-win season for 16 straight years, that ain't happening again.
It could be Missouri in the fucking SEC championship now, friend. Because a lot of those players are going to get the fuck out of here as soon as this portal opens.
Sorry, did Kirby Smart retire? Fuck you talking about?
No, he's great and he's there. But
Sarkisian,
who's going to be Missouri?
It's top two now, right?
It's just the top two.
Yeah.
I got Missouri, Georgia, and Texas.
I mean, I think Missouri. Top three. I think I don't know what Missouri's class looks like next year, but I would say probably
they're all coming back.
So they're a top five SEC school for sure.
100%.
They're going to eat a dick.
Things break their way. They might be in that championship game, maybe.
We
get a pretty favorable schedule. Texas and Oklahoma.
If the defense performs like it did last year, fuck Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But Texas will be good, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, I think Bama will be good too. I just don't know if it takes a while to come together. Come together.
Yeah. You
know Washington what I mean? Made a good hire, though. They got Jed Fish.
Yeah. They made an immediately great hire.
Yeah. Where was he?
Arizona.
No, I mean, like, before Arizona, where was he? Was he a coordinator or was he a head coach?
Yeah. And he was a high school coach, too.
He did a great job down in Arizona.
I thought he was going to wait for the Florida job.
Week to week, they would win a game or be really close in a game I didn't think would be competitive. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on
down
there?
I didn't expect him to leave Arizona because the roster is pretty loaded for next year again. But
where's Arizona? Are they going to the ACC?
No, Big 12.
Big 12.
Oh, here's the thing, though. They accidentally spent like $250 million on their athletic department.
Yep.
That just magically went disappearing.
Yeah.
And
what do you mean accidentally?
I don't know. They just blew $250 million.
They don't have receipts like strippers
now.
Or what?
They're like cash poor. It's like the Pentagon before 9/11.
Yeah, they lost that money.
The Pentagon hasn't passed a fucking audit since before 9/11.
Mm-hmm. No.
Fish was the Patriots QB coach in 2020. Mm-hmm. He was the Rams assistant offensive coordinator in 2019.
Who was the OC in LA then?
I don't remember, but I mean, he was working directly under McVay, basically. Yeah. And then before that, his last college job was he was the OC at UCLA in 2017.
Okay.
So he's gone between the NFL.
Is that Mora?
He was also the Jags offensive coordinator in 2013-14. So he's gone back and forth.
Real quick update. Sorry to interrupt you, Bob. Yeah. Yes. So they didn't clear the seats for this game. The fans had to do it themselves.
God damn.
They're handing
that
out cardboard. So they're handing out cardboard to clear their own seats that they paid $450.
Why didn't they just have somebody walk through the stadium with a flamethrower? trade for Fred McGriff and the whole stadium will get set on fire that night anyways. Remember that shit?
Is it all bleachers there? Like,
no. Yeah, dude, it's
I haven't been to that stadium.
It's
a new stadium.
The upper
No,
bowl, the uppers.
They're building a new one. This isn't it.
Yeah, the uppers, I believe, are. I don't think the lower. I think the lowers are stadium seats.
Jesus Christ, man.
Fucking nightmare.
Wild to watch, but yeah, so as far as the Washington hire, you guys are amped about that. You think Washington's got a bright future?
Hire.
Okay.
Yep. It's concerning because you're going to have to change the culture at Bama. You're not going to be able to. So even Saban wasn't having the same kind of success that he used to with the strategy he was using because of NIL bullshit, right? Well, I think that's why he retired, frankly.
He retired allegedly because he took more defensive responsibilities this year, and it took a toll on him. He's just like, I'm old. I can't call the defense. Yeah. I can't be as involved as I was this year.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
But DeBoer, by the way, it seems to have done pretty well with that environment at Washington. I mean, pulling in Penix as a transfer and stuff. And Washington is a type of school that is definitely reliant on...
former wide receiver, too. D2, I believe. But he was, I think, a national champion there when he was in... When he's playing, so he's got some highlight tapes.
Yeah, I mean, the players. DeBoer is a good modern coach, I think, to navigate that landscape. We'll see. He's only had he's had success at Fresno State as well, but yeah, we'll see. But I think it's a good hire. I don't think you could have asked for a better hire.
Yeah, and then a surprise hire out of Ohio State today for their athletic
Connor
director.
Stallions.
Did you see what he did?
No,
you're kidding.
No, wouldn't that be funny if they hired Connor Stallions?
Stallions on his Instagram
celebrating. Yeah,
he. No, you guys didn't hear what happened?
Mm. No, no.
He went to Ohio Stadium, put a hat that said National Champions and the roses next to it, and took a picture of it outside the stadium of a Michigan National Championship hat with roses around it outside of the iconic Ohio Stadium there, right underneath the underhang. That motherfucker, like, are they not doing anything or, like... Does no one care?
No, Michigan.
He was at the Rose Bowl as well.
Michigan cheated their little dicks off all year, and nobody cares.
But are they vacating that?
Huh?
They've got to vacate, right? No. Something's going to happen.
No.
Yeah, like 3 years from now, probably, yeah.
I think it's going to be this summer.
It'll take a while, I think. I don't think they'll do
nobody
it.
Nobody cares.
Just for the image of the league, they probably won't do it immediately because you want to give Michigan a full year to take a victory lap, then you take it back.
Once Harbaugh's gone, once those players are gone.
They do that with, like, if somebody wins, like, Miss America or something, they're not going to cut you. You get your fucking celebratory year, then they fucking take it back.
When did Louisville have their championship revoked under Patino?
Fuck, man.
It was like so they won in 2013.
3 or 4 years later.
Yeah. Maybe 2017 when he got caught with all the...
When did they win? What year was it?
13? 2013. He got tattooed on his body.
Wait, was it 13 or 14?
It's 2013.
Because didn't Florida win one of those two?
No.
Florida won one.
That was 06. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But Ohio State's surprise hired AD there. They got Ross Bjork, the Texas A&M guy.
So not Tressel.
Tressel is not there.
Maybe he'll come back and coach the team then.
So a lot of people hit me up about this, and what do I think? This guy is a master of funding and finding fucking money. They bought a million goddamn players down there. I think in the long run, it's good. Dan and I are working on some NIL shit with Ohio State and a bunch of other colleges right now. Everybody's looking for fucking money. I think this might be the future of where AD's head.
It is. It's fundraising. Fundraising. Missouri hired their AD like 2-3 years ago, and her whole thing was like, that bitch just finds money everywhere.
Condoleezza Rice. Bring in Condoleezza Rice.
Bring in Condi.
Right? To Stanford, I guess. Make them a powerhouse. They went to the ACC, right?
Yeah.
If you're a middling or middle of the road team, coming over to the ACC, you got to be liking that.
She has too many job offers. She was supposed to be the coach of the Browns.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that?
They did talk about making her the commissioner in the NFL.
They interviewed her.
She was on the college football committee.
Yeah. And then she was actually
part owner of the Broncos at one point.
Wasn't she on the Hall of Fame committee for a while or something?
She's on the CFP.
She's the first female.
No, but she was also on, I know she was that, but she was also on the Hall of Fame committee.
First female member of Augusta. They knocked two birds out there with a.
Wow, what was the other bird?
What?
The other bird. What was the second bird they knocked out?
Was it woman and black and woman of color? Because Woods was already a member, right? So it wouldn't be the first black person.
Oh, I don't think Tiger's technically a member.
Oh,
he just gets a pass. Yeah. The same way we can get an N-word pass, he got an Augusta pass.
Okay. we sure can over there. Heard a lot about that.
Noah,
that
please.
Noah, please, dude. there's all those naysayers out there.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the future of college football now. Jim Tressel isn't the guy who's going to go out and shill for money. Great person and a good coach, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's this job now has become shilling for money, fundraising. It is all politics and how much money you can bring into the program and then buy people for. So I think this is probably the future.
Mm.
He made a shit ton of mistakes at A&M as far as hires go. Mm. But I don't think it's going to happen at all.
Well, hires and buyouts.
BT yep. Bates mentioned in the chat, Reggie Bush, that Heisman was 5 years old before they took it back from him.
He needs to get it back.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it was, I don't understand. I understand vacating the championship, but why the Heisman?
Where is it?
Where is the Heisman?
Where's Reggie's Heisman?
It exists there. They've got it. So,
but where?
I don't know.
You know what? The real question is, where are all those fake Emmys that ESPN won? We'll talk about that on Fake News soon.
Oh, yeah, man. Jesus Christ. But OJ, by the way, they bought the Goldman family, mm-hmm. had that removed, and then they melted it down and then sold it to somebody.
No, they melted it down, and fucking Goldman, the dad with the mustache, he got a full-on grill made out of it.
That'd be sweet if
you haven't seen him lately, have you?
No.
He's out there rocking a full grill, dude.
We haven't. So the question is Harbaugh. Let's stick with Michigan here. He interviewed for the Chargers job over the weekend. Where does he end up now that the Bears are solidified at coach?
Probably the Chargers, I would guess, because they're the closest. I mean, maybe the Cowboys, but I haven't heard anything about that.
I haven't either.
We don't even know if McCarthy's going to get fired yet.
And by the way, so you know, our buddies told us that Belichick to the Chargers was a done deal unless the Cowboys lost.
Yeah.
We just didn't think in a million years the Cowboys would lose.
So who knows? Now who knows? I thought there's always a chance they could lose in the first or second round. I didn't think they were going to get fucking embarrassed, which is what happened, right?
They got
fucking humiliated last night. I think maybe I wouldn't be shocked to see Harbaugh go to the Falcons either, frankly. He is a very good coach.
Great culture
right?
fit.
And one of the rumors that's circulating amongst GMs and shit right now is that Harbaugh to Atlanta, and then he fucking trades for Russell Wilson.
God, no.
That is a real rumor that's going around right now.
My worst nightmare would be Harbaugh goes to Atlanta and then drafts J.J. McCarthy, who
Please
just declared for the draft.
Please Hail
Mary, full J.J. Grace,
McCarthy just declared for the draft.
Yeah, he's got a rosary over here. He's fucking getting after it, man.
I would lose my fucking shit, dude. I would.
Harbaugh's a great coach. Why would you be mad about that?
No, he's such a fucking dork. I hate his personality.
Yeah.
I hate his mannerisms, the winks, the stares, the 49ers,
Michigan.
You know who I hate is Draymond Green, but he brought four titles to my favorite basketball team.
He did not bring those titles.
Well,
he lost one title.
He was a big part of it. He did lose one.
Title for sure. Maybe two, but yeah.
Although I thought that was kind of an overreaction to suspend him for that, but whatever.
He kicked that guy in the dick.
No, he didn't. He fucking just swatted up at him after he stepped on him.
He kicked him in the dick.
Oh, yeah, that was later, though.
That was LeBron, I thought he kicked
him
in the dick.
No, the one with LeBron fucking was, like, fucking with him, and he swatted at his nuts or whatever the fuck, and they suspended him. That was game five of whatever series that was.
So, look, if any of this happens, because a lot of people are asking, why did J.J. McCarthy declare? He didn't have a choice. Team is probably more than likely coming under sanctions. Corum, everybody left. That team's going to be bare. However, I like that coach, that interim coach they have. So I think Michigan is fine, and they're going to hire
in
house. How do you do better than what that guy did with this team this year? So like,
in big games too. It wasn't like they were playing slouches. It was against Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Was he there for the Penn State game too?
He coached six games this year.
He coached more games
than fucking Harbaugh did this year. So I think he's a great coach. I think he's a great hire. And they have nothing to worry about there. So I don't know that they really give a shit if Harbaugh leaves. He did what he was supposed to do. They hired him to bring a national championship for the first time in 27 years.
Mm.
76, if you won a full championship, because they split it in 97. Pass it on down to Moore, deal with the sanctions, and start over. McCarthy would have been throwing to nobody, handing off to nobody next year. And I think that orgy kid looks pretty goddamn good in the times that they brought him in this year. So they've got a good quarterback to supersede him there at Michigan. I think Michigan's going to be fine in the long run there. But McCarthy, if you draft him to the Falcons, I will fucking end my life right on air. We'll be doing a draft show that night. And if so, there is plenty of fucking beams to hang myself. And that's it for me.
Seems like an Arthur Blank guy.
God damn it, dude. I can't do this. I can't do it.
God, please,
you,
no, please, please,
no.
Please.
But my goal is that our goal, my dream is that Harbaugh comes to the Falcons and they win a Super Bowl and you can't appreciate it. Like, you just can't be happy, even though your team
won. You trash him the entire time, yeah, and leads him to the Super Bowl.
Yep. His glasses look like they've been in the ocean for 30 years every time. They're never clean.
He's getting older.
Clear.
Let me tell you something.
Just like,
Cowboys fans, if fucking Hitler showed up to coach that team, they would bitch about it all year, but if he won a title, they'd be like, it wasn't so bad. It was Himmler that did all that shit.
If he's winning games.
If he's winning games. Yeah. With whites, you know, sure. We'll switch on over here to golf. Oh, Caleb Williams just announced he transferred, or he's going to the NFL.
Yep.
Huge shock. What'd you wait for today for? On Martin Luther King Day?
Didn't he say he didn't want to play for the Bears? I don't know.
Doesn't have a choice now, so yeah. Who gives a shit? Well, shit, the coach is coming back. Who knows? I don't know what they do with Fields. You think they trade him?
Fields is gone, I think.
How do you give up Marvin Harrison, though?
Who's got the number 2 pick?
Is it Arizona?
No, but Arizona won 4 games.
Carolina, I think.
No,
Carolina doesn't have
that's,
the pick.
That's their pick. Right.
Carolina's pick is the
Patriots,
Bears pick.
I think, actually.
No, Patriots have the 3rd pick. So
third pick,
maybe it is Arizona.
It might be Arizona. Yeah.
So Marvin Harrison with Kyler?
If I'm the Bears, though, goddamn, dude.
Washington.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Commanders.
Redskins.
Is it really at 2? Do they
need Marvin?
No, they don't. They need a quarterback.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But you put Marvin Harrison and Terry McLaurin together?
And then the Patriots, they've already got quarterback. It'll be 3 straight quarterbacks, so Marvin will fall to 4.
If Marvin falls to 4, it goes to Arizona, but check this out. Maybe somehow Arizona decides rightfully that Kyler Murray is a waste of time, and they draft a quarterback.
They're not going to waste. They paid Kyler too much money, was actually kind of decent this year.
Okay,
he's got $250 on that contract. It's in year one.
Well, I was going to say Belichick's future team potentially is number 5.
The Chargers?
The Chargers drafting a skill position player.
Oh my God! If the first 4 are quarterbacks, like you're saying, and he goes to the Chargers with Herbert,
somebody trades up before that.
Herbert?
Somebody trades up for Marvin before that.
Oh, I wish the Falcons would trade everything you have.
I think the Bears are probably going to draft Caleb Williams. That's a huge fucking mistake. He is a bitch.
I like Caleb.
Like, no, you want guys that have a strong constitution. The fucking putting up big numbers in the fucking Pac-12 doesn't mean shit about being successful in the NFL. You know the best Pac-12 quarterback of all time is?
Who?
Fucking Aaron Rodgers from Cal Berkeley. And it's not even close. But
Elway?
Where did he go?
Aaron Rodgers is better than John Elway.
Stanford.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is better.
Aaron Rodgers is quite a bit better than John Elway. Although, Aaron Rodgers never had Terrell Davis. You know what I mean?
That's true.
True. I mean, Elway would have even better numbers than he already has if he played.
Sure, yeah, because he was a pass first guy. He was good, but
yeah,
I'd think. And then this NBC mock draft, they have Drake May going 2nd to the Redskins.
Sweet.
Oof, I don't want that.
Who do they have in the Chargers?
I wouldn't want that.
Well, the Washington.
They've got Marvin Harrison going to the Patriots at 3.
Okay.
Which is that means they're sticking with whomever the fuck the quarterback is there.
It's honky. It's Mac Jones.
Boy.
Mac Jones.
Then they've got offensive lineman Malik Neighbors to the Chargers at 5. So the Chargers are getting.
Oh, shit.
Even that.
Goddamn.
Even fucking Malik Neighbors to the Chargers is fucking crazy.
Yep. Goddamn right. Because
they need somebody on the offensive line. I think on the left side. If I don't remember. I think it's on the left side. Patch up a couple of spots on the defense and shit, but otherwise that's a fucking plug and play team, right?
But
there,
and buddy. Here's the thing though, if you get Belichick in there,
there's a lot of good receivers.
Belichick will get you a 3rd and 4th round linebacker set that changes that team somehow.
Him scheming as opposed to whatever fucking.
I can't wait till Belichick gets the top 5 picks and trades out.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Could you imagine, dude?
Atlanta's at eight. Which means
who do they got? What's the projection?
They've got Dallas Turner from Bama. He's the best edge rusher in the country. But
that's not bad. We need a quarterback, but I would rather trade for Fields.
Wouldn't be shocked if
let's trade for Fields
if Jaden Daniels falls down there. I don't think.
Oh my god! They've got
Jaden Daniels going to the Giants at 6. I do not think the Giants are going to draft a quarterback.
No, they just paid Danny Dimes fucking 180.
Jaden, I don't think he's getting past the Patriots.
Maybe. I mean,
that means Marvin would fall.
Or either Marvin or Malik Nabers.
Four, I think one of the Marvin two. To the Cardinals. I don't think
it'll be Marvin or Malik Nabers that goes to the Cardinals. Chargers, I mean.
This is a fucking generational talent. I would, if I'm the Arizona, I'd take that. Like,
yeah, Marvin's going to the Cardinals.
Yeah, that would make sense. I wouldn't draft Drake May, to be honest with you, but hey, here we are. We'll switch on over to golf. First week of the golf show this week. You and I were both on fucking fire.
Came
and
out
then we
swinging.
Both lost at the in the last 20 minutes of the fucking night.
All my guys kind of placed. They were in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Ben Ahn made the playoff and just couldn't make a 3-foot putt to extend the playoff.
No, I couldn't find the game or the match, so I was watching the other thing.
It's on Golf Channel.
I called you for something unrelated and
Henley was leading that.
You go,
point,
hey man, Henley's leading. I was like, oh fuck. I hopped on over. He was up by 2 shots, and then it all fell apart.
Yeah, he was hot,
lost three holes. Not great. Either way, lost all my money this weekend here.
And then Grayson Murray won.
Yeah, who is that?
Just a dude. Just a guy.
His name's Grayson?
Grayson,
is he from the Dallas area? Because I would bet money he's from the Dallas area.
I'm unsure if Grayson
What's his last
Murray
name?
Murray. Murray.
I know how to spell Murray.
He got into some
he's
hot
from
water.
He's
trouble.
From Raleigh.
Yeah, okay. He got into some trouble a couple years ago because he was texting like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
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 Scouting, man.
Scouting. He was scouting out there.
He almost got deleted. I guess he did get deleted. I don't know. He's kind of a dick. And then he's famous. His other famous moment was at the players' meeting. He was bitching, and Rory just said, play better, you bitch.
But he said it in that accent, too, which makes it worse.
Yep.
I like
you know what
that.
I mean? Before we get out of here, I just want to say, everybody manifest Russell Wilson to the Falcons.
No.
As hard as you
Make
can.
Yes.
No.
Pray to whatever god you worship that happens. Right?
Harbaugh.
And then Jim Harbaugh coaches. Russell Wilson comes to play quarterback there, and then they win the fucking Super Bowl in the first year.
And first UFC pay-per-view this weekend. This past weekend was the first fight night back. We had Ankalaev knocked out Johnny Walker. But this weekend, we got Sean Strickland versus DDP.
Oh, that'll be fucking dope.
Yeah.
First pay-per-view of the year?
First pay-per-view
Where
of
is
the
it?
Year.
Is it in Vegas?
It's in Vegas, I think.
I think it is in Vegas,
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait, you're going to be there.
Yeah, but I'm not going to that shit.
It's not a good pay-per-view.
Mm-mm. You're going to a hockey game, right? Are you going to Golden Knights game on Thursday night?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see if it's in Vegas.
Let's see. No, it's actually in
it's
at Scotiabank in Toronto.
Canada.
Oh, gross.
That's right.
DDP's from DDP's from fucking
South Africa.
Yeah. What the fuck are they doing in Canada
I don't
for? Because Sean Strickland is definitely not Canadian.
Well, there's no like big
he's
Canadian,
from a trailer park.
The biggest
here.
Canadian fighter right now is like Mike Malot or Mike
yeah,
Malott.
They don't have a deep bench right now.
They not, don't.
There's no GSP.
Yeah. Well, there. I mean, there's only been one GSP. Right. Let's be real about that.
All right. So Pittsburgh got the ball first. They're going to punt to the Bills.
Oh, you don't say.
So my players. Mm-hmm. Well, they got it to the 50 at least. So my two Bills players are still alive here for first touchdown scored. That would be fucking awesome. We appreciate you joining us, kids. Enjoy the games. Hop on over to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. We'll be live with fake news here in about 15, 20 minutes. We'll get out this audio show to the people. As always, please go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. It's Drinking Bros Sports, so it's separate than Drinking Bros Podcast. We still need all these fucking reviews on all this shit. We greatly appreciate it, for real, dude. It's the only thing that keeps the lights on is the goddamn advertisers. So thank you for doing it, and that's all they care about is the stupid reviews. In the meantime, go Bills, go Eagles tonight. Got a lot of money riding on this. Have not bet that Eagles game yet. Check back into Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook over there. It's a private group, free to join. Just don't be an asshole. It was a guy, a drunken Browns fan, who went on a rampage. And
he went on. He posted like 8 different fucking threads, and it wasn't like my. I think my response was like, "My brother in Christ, it is too early to be this black." That was like 7:30 Central. There's no way you should be that blacked. I understand you're a Browns fan, and
it's Browns
like,
fans.
The world has come to an end, or whatever.
Browns fans.
You got to fucking dial it back, bud.
So there was a lot of questions in the group of like, do you guys still give out the Sarah Williams Award every year? Yes, we do. It's right there. The worst fan of the
it
year.
It might end up being him.
It is him. So that's it. We can go ahead and say that it's Connor Holton here. Shitty part is an Ohio State fan as well. So I've got to hear him. But it's just, it's mindless talking about Ohio State where it's just like, bro, these hopes and dreams are too much of a stretch for me that I can't get involved with. I'll give you the Connor Stallions thing for sure all day long. We'll see what happens with that. The rest of it, though, man, it's completely delusional. How Ethan Ward and Anthony Danzler, the admins, haven't deleted this guy yet?
And they keep approving his posts,
too.
They
do. And they're laughing about it every single time. I think Andrew Mansbach is in on it, too. So,
well, I think he says a bunch of stuff that might get flagged by Facebook, but he hasn't spelled one goddamn word correctly yet.
So Facebook
I think
he's doesn't getting away understand. With it, yeah. They don't understand what's going on.
And he can't figure out how to post fucked up pictures and shit. Right. Or videos. So and it's all like misspelled words, and Facebook's like, oh, I guess he's fine.
So after the Ohio State and the Browns rants this year, you are the Sarah Williams Award winner of the year for worst fan in Drinking Bros Sports.
Congratulations.
We will leave it up to Ethan Ward and Anthony Danzler and those guys who are the admins to see if they will eventually block you. I don't know. That's what happens with most Sarah Williams Award winners. I think 4 out of 5 of them are blocked already. So
well,
whatever, man. You know?
That was the year LSU won. She just lost all the shit in her body.
Lost her mind.
Like, what the fuck? And then it was home, the Notre Dame fan. What the fuck? Why am I spacing on his name?
Kalen Cothran.
Kalen Cothran.
Now, Kalen is a good dude. And,
yeah, he's a good dude. He never got blocked. He's the only one that never got blocked.
He never got blocked. And we're not. Everyone else is blocked.
I doubt Connor will get blocked either because he's just like, it's so fucking crazy.
I'll leave it up to those guys because everybody's so asking, funny. Like, hey, is it going to be you and Dan? No. Those guys work hard as the admin, so we'll leave it up to them.
Yeah.
It'll go on as long as we can.
We're not blocking anybody.
Yeah, so if he posts a dick pic or something, there's nothing we can do about that. You're out of there. But congratulations on winning the worst fan of the year, Connor Holton, out of there. So proud of you. Your name will be going on that trophy with the Undertaker's hat on it. Joel, if you want to cut to a wide on that, it's back there. Right underneath that signed hat by the Undertaker. Is where the Sarah Williams Award lives on our set and in our hearts. We'll see you in 15 minutes on Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon. For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.